The 1980 elections are brought to you by the following friendly sponsors.
Citizens for the Republic. Gun Owners of America Campaign Committee.
Ed aims to please, and so does Louise. So don't hide arms, get sidearms at Ames Guns. 30102 East Rhode Island School of Design Terrace in Yucaipa.
Daddy, where can I get a good deal in a Christian atmosphere?
Right here!
Nonpartisan Political Support Committee of General Electric.
The Committee for the Survival of a Free Congress.
Amoco Automobile and Truck Action
Dealers
Committee.
Election Act. John Oil Conley Citizens
Indiana.
Forum.
And
Business Industrial
Nonpartisan Good
political.
Government
League.
Committee.
Council
Win
for Livable
Dixie
World.
Anvil
CIO.
Hope
for the Western Intermountain
Committee.
Civic
and National
Committee.
Civic and National Committee. Congress. And Committee.
Well, Dave, the Fire Sign Theater and its never-ending quest for technological improvement in news reporting, particularly in the campaign chronicles, has come up with something again. I should say you've come up with something.
Yes, I'm very glad that I flew that airplane, Phil, because advertised in the airplane book that you read on the plane was this device right here. It's very small. Got it mail order from the AC Associates in Pismo Beach. It's P.O. Box 145. I know everybody will be wanting to get one of these. It's the Simplex Digital Swiss Voice Slicer. And what it does is it cuts up everything that the person says. It makes a kind of a word salad out of this and interprets it back as to what whoever it is, in this case the candidate, really means behind him. And here he's coming right now. Let me just put this right down here, Phil, and stand back and listen.
Okay. Thank you very much. My fellow supporters,
cronies and rich people,
and proud members of the American labor movement,
working sheep who will vote as they're told,
distinguished leaders of the League of Women Voters,
frumpy friends of mother,
distinguished congressmen and honorable senators,
lowriders, dudes, shills, and carpetbaggers,
and Mr. Vice President,
would you look at that suit?
I am here to enlist your support for the great principles on which my candidacy is based.
Give me money.
I am asking for more than personal sacrifice.
No personal checks.
I am calling on you to be a great credit to this campaign.
Visa and MasterCharge, welcome.
I am not interested in the presidency for personal reasons.
I am interested in the presidency for personal reasons.
And I pledge the following.
Here it comes.
My total, deep-seated, complete, and absolute commitment to broad-based social reform.
Joan, I'm home.
And a return to a new, newer, great frontier.
Where have I heard this before?
Thank you.
I'm welcome.
Isn't that amazing? Remarkable. This is it, the Simplex Digital Swiss Voice Slicer. Yeah.
We can use this for weeks.
Time once again for Know Your Candidate, and today's candidate to get to know,
Ronald Reagan.
Well, Ronald Reagan, you know he's got a lot of nicknames, Pete. He's called Nancy, Old Redhead, Old Carrot Top, Old Orange Dome, Old Clear All Head.
Old Bottle Brow, too. You know, he's the stuff of which presidents are made, Phil, and it's said that he's stuffed with it every morning.
He sure is. You know, he was formerly a fine actor, but probably envisioning his political future, he gave up acting just as he went into show business.
Well, that was a big disappointment to his fans and to Ronnie, too, because he was born to the boards. I mean, he was in the early ice shows many a long, hot Midwestern summer. He'd tour as Uncle Tom on ice wagons. It was really beautiful.
That's how he made his fortune.
No, really.
Oh, yeah, he sold used ice. He'd collect used ice after the show, and by a secret process invented by him, he'd somehow do something to it and sell it back as ice again.
We thought Goldwater was the only inventor to run for president. Well, Ronnie made lots of famous films, too. Most famous as the Pigskin Prophet, Newt Hackney in Fighting Footballs.
I loved it. Won an Academy Award.
Yeah, but he had to return it. They discovered that the tackle dummy was actually played by Jane Wyman.
Oh, he has many interesting interests. He's interested in wealthy men in Palm Springs and apologizing to his wife.
Yes, but his age is going to be the big question. He claims to be a lot younger than he looks when he'll look directly at you.
Yeah, but his driver's license says he was born in 1754.
Know your candidate.
Ronnie Redhead.
Fighting clown. That sounds like our government. But tell me, Boyle,
Tell me the brave roll of the dead faces and names, like as if this were a movie, coming past you superimposed one over the other. Recite their dead names and the brave cities they dropped you on, Boyle.
Oh, Dad, first they dropped us on Berlin. Splat! And then they bandaged us up, and they dropped us on Bataan. Splat! And then they body bagged us up and dropped us on the big Bien Phu. Splat! And then they bungled my contract and they dropped me on the B lot at Warner Brothers. Oh. Splat! And then they bamboozled the public and they dropped me in the big seat. Splat!
You mean in the big house?
The White House, Dad.
Are you the good guy, Ronnie? Or are you the bad guy?
I'm both. I'm president.
My boy. President of the United Snake.
Yes, I'm president, Dad, and it's a bigger job than I thought. It's a bigger job than all the jobs I've ever done. Faking the news. Being a mouthpiece for GE.
Oh, okay.
And I had to learn two letters to do that, and G and E aren't the same letter. It was a tough one. And acting with all those mules on Death Valley days, that wasn't easy, but being a president's more. It's a lot more, and it's very confusing. I mean, just today I sold that little house that Nancy and I bought. Just after I bought her that little gun, that bought that little house for $35,000, and I just sold it for $1.9 million, and I don't know what sense that makes. And now I gotta go to Washington, and they're selling coin sets with my heads on and the heads of other famous presidents for $1,475, and they're all sold out. All of Washington is sold out, and they're gonna sell splinters of the heated bulletproof platform that I'm gonna watch the totally TV organized inaugural parade from. Splinters for $28 a piece. And I'm not gonna see any of it, because I'm gonna be president. Already I read in the press that I'm not a real president. They say I'm a puppet. It's not so. I wanna be more than Ronnie Howdy, your duty president. But I'm gonna need your help, because it's a big job. I wanna represent you all, America. Not only the wealthy, but those bearing interest certificates and those who have recently inherited tax-free funds. I wanna recognize you all. But I'm gonna need your help. I'm gonna need a song. You gotta help me. You gotta sing for your new friend. Give me the strength. Help me.
Oh, hey, Ronnie.
Ronnie.
You're not too old.
I'm not too old. I'm not.
And it's never too late to start again.
I'll tell you what. I'll count backwards from 100. I'll start there to sort of prove to you I'm not senile.
Ronnie. You're not too great.
100.
And it's never too late to change the way.
Why you, Ronnie,
why?
Baby? Why you? Because you're the most beautiful. Why? Why you? Because you're the first movie star to be a president of the United States. That's what we need in the 80s. That's what we wanted. And that's what we got, Ronnie. We like a guy whose shirt doesn't wrinkle, but whose face does. Hey, Ronnie, we love you a lot. We want to give you one little piece of information, one little bit of advice.
And it's the same thing, Ronnie. She bats up them great big old B-movie star eyes at you, Ronnie. And she says one thing to you, honey. And it's one thing that the eight shoes have said to each other for years and years, hoping to get some male children in this family to rejuvenate ourselves. But keep it up.
keep it up. Keep it up.
Get down.
Keep it up.
Keep it up, Reagan.
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 I will.
You're not too
I make
brave.
You a promise.
Brave.
I'll stop the rest, but I'll never
and
stop
it's
being
never
red.
Too late.
That's a promise. If you've seen
to
one red
hair,
you've seen them all. But I make another
hey,
promise.
Ronnie,
I know
Ronnie,
that
Ronnie,
these next 4 years are the do or die time.
Hey, Ronnie,
and I'm going to do it. Dippity do it. And I'm going to die it. Red dye number two. Meet your new president.
Oh, hey, Reagan.
It's going to be Reagan. For Harry
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Jacob, ladies and gentlemen.
Get back out of the way for Chappacritic Bridge Party, starring Lloyd Bridges, Billy Carter, and Jacqueline Bisset.
Oh, Billy, there. Billy, that was close. I thought for sure we were going to go over the edge, and this pickup would have sunk like a stone.
Shucks, Mary Jo. That would have been a real pee-breaker for all concerned. Lucky I took driver's ed instead of English in school.
Quel scandale!
Yeah. My brother Jimmy'd never get elected president now.
Oh, Billy, Billy, kiss me!
Hypocritic Bilge Party with Jacques Cousteau, Billy Carter, and Esther Williams.
Co-billed with iStation Zero at the Hughes Poseidon Theater in Watertown, Skidmore, and Fond du Lac.
Time once again for Know Your Candidate, and this week's candidate to know...
Governor John J.C. Connolly.
Well, Peter, as we all know, Governor Connolly was not born, but arranged in the courtly old Texas Spanish tradition.
That is correct, Phil. He was delivered in a 10-gallon hat by mail to an elderly relation of the family and was subsequently returned to Congress 3 times because of postage due.
Well, he's a strikingly handsome middle-aged man and has been since youth. He enjoys branding and brand name brandies.
And although he was an issues wrestler for the Fighting Hulls at White Rice University, Kingmaker, Texas, this so-called political strongman still claims that he cannot carry the state of New Hampshire, one of the smallest and lightest states in the Union.
Well, he gained longevity in politics when he exchanged seats with John Kennedy and parties with Lyndon Johnson. And wasn't that some party?
The party's still going on. The administrative experience he gained in his tenure as Knight Secretary of the Treasury under ex-President St. Nick has emboldened him to say that they haven't printed enough money to bribe me.
But if elected, he promises that they will.
Know your candidate.
Big John, the hat, Connolly.
Do you want to spend some time with those groupies tonight, or are you just...
Did your manager bring that cocaine?
Do you have any of the,
what did you say?
A little bit
We're on the... Hi, I'm Mike Big Boy, and it's time for Mike Big Boy's cooking show. You know, this year we're concentrating on the candidates, and I'm a big guy, and I've got my big eye on what they eat. And I've got some special guests the way we usually do today. I'd like you to meet a very famous singing group, 4 or 5 guys that are famous all over the country and in Greenland and many other places where they've been on tour at Air Force bases, the Fireside Theater.
Hello,
hi, boys,
welcome. We're comedians.
Hello.
Well, today, you know, boys, you'll be interested in today's dish. We're cooking up the same things they're cooking in the White House at
Christmas.
Oh,
no, that's great.
What are they eating there? First of all, the president will be dining on deliverance of rabbit. Now, this is a formal dish from the turn of the century. They'll be following that with an election mound studded with rabbits. And then followed with the stuffed rabbit ears.
Those are very lucky.
I enjoy
those,
yes. Also, you can have your choice, Amy can have her choice of Playmate ears as well. Or you can have, perhaps sample the fine rump of Playmate. Now, I know this food sounds a little rich for the average American, but he is the president, after all.
And he's richer than the
average
American,
too. Do you have any carrots with it?
Well, they have some mundane, those sort of things. In fact, mundane fritters are right on the menu.
Mundane beans, you can sprout them back where I come from.
Peanuts in a hole, and also bunny in a hole.
bunny in a blanket.
I've been there.
Yeah. It's like these are all southern dishes that you may or may not recognize.
Southern menu. Yeah.
By the way, for preparing those rabbits, you know how to prepare rabbits, don't
well,
you?
Talk nice.
Blow their
to
little
them.
Heads off.
Here's the recipe. It's a little more subtle than that. You kill two rabbits by whacking at them with canoe paddles.
That's a lot more humane. That's southern, isn't it?
Then you break off their wallets and set them aside for future use.
Uh-huh. Sure. Uh-huh.
Set the rabbits in a large... rabbits in a large saucepan?
There. Okay. The big one. Big one.
Covered with those favorable magazine articles.
Not the one filled with the...
This is a bad review.
Bring it to a rolling boil.
Okay.
Drain... And then you serve it garnished with oysters and those little Spanish flies. You know those ones you get?
The ones
on the
that you find
syrup.
When you buy those old pots here, in the antique stores, right? Yeah.
Let's see. Where were we?
Happy.
Oh, the president's rabbits. Dining list goes on. Hot Arab pie.
Oh, hot Arab pie. It's a little oily.
You've got to eat it with your hands.
Sampling of foods
though.
From all over the country. The ethnic, various ethnic foods. Rabbits baked in their shells. Did I mention that?
No.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Midget brains a la Kissinger.
Oh, smaller the better.
That's quite a traditional.
Do you have those troubled oysters Rockefeller that I had when I was there?
You've been to the White House.
Well, only once, you know. I came in through the back door.
You must have had those delicious Chase Manhattans with an olive apple.
Yeah, I certainly did.
And, of course, for the Spanish-speaking people, re-elected beans and rabbit enchiladas.
And Olay.
Can
nice we go
to be
now?
Here.
Yes.
Is the, car,
well,
is
this is Mike Big Boy with Mike Big Boy's cooking show
thanks
for the candidates.
Lot. Our
thanks to our special guests, the Fire Sign Theater. Or was that the Persuasions?
Nice. Where's the nearest pizza parlor?
Campaign Chronicles, Know Your Candidate.
And today's candidate to get to know, Peter, is Republican Howard Baker, the senator from Tennessee. Not many people know too much about Howard. It's because his early years were in a foreign country. He's a naturalized citizen. He was born in Yugoslavia in 1958, accounting, I suppose, for his youthful appearance.
Must be. It also accounts for his strange log-thumping, arm-waving oratorical style. Must be that he's frustrated not being understood in a foreign country.
Up to about 65 he was, but of course he has strong American roots. His grandfather invented...
election pie.
Absolutely.
That's right. He's known as Baker the Faker or Baker the Undertaker amongst Democrats in Congress because of all the bills that he's killed in committee. But he has other nicknames, I believe, amongst his Republican colleagues.
Well, they've given up Froggy. They just call him Howard now, or Mr. Howard.
Or Hojo.
It is with some trepidation that I, Phil Austin, and my partner David Osman of the Firesign Theater approach this next segment of the program. We've had to move up to the 20th century in the Firesign Theater. For years, we've relied on innuendo and gossip for our sources of information, but with a national political election brewing, Dave, I think that we have to go right to the source of things and get a computer ourselves.
It's true. We've hired one, Phil, and these two gentlemen here that we're about to talk to are trying to explain to us the meaning and purpose of this computer that we've spent a lot of our good money on. And gentlemen,
let's go right into it. Gentlemen, what is this computer that we're hiring? How does it work?
I can give you the name. Well, I'll give you my name, too. I'm Ned Medley. I'm the programmer. This is my partner.
Ned? Peter Savat.
Peter.
Nice to meet you.
Thanks. We have a Peter in our group, too.
Well, this computer is called a DEVL. That's a DEVL, stands for Demographically Evaluated Voting Logs.
Of course,
doesn't
you're
give
looking...
me much confidence right to begin with.
Well, you're looking at the little DEVL right here, which is just the little printout machine.
Just the terminal.
I mean, there's a big DEVL somewhere?
Oh, Big Daddy DEVL. Yeah, that's the big mainframe. And where is that, Peter?
Oh, it's Thunder Mountain. It's near Washington, D.C.
Somehow this doesn't give me a great deal of confidence.
Well, we're not talking here about confidence. Statistics is beyond confidence. I'll give you an example to show you how this works.
Good, that's what I need, because I don't know anything about this, just the average person here.
All right, well, for example, what's your initials?
P.A.
P.A., and when were you born? Give
me 41.
41, where? April 41?
Nome, Alaska.
Nome, Alaska. Okay, well, we just put that into the computer like this, and out comes out the man that you're going to be voting for in November.
Alexander Haig.
Alexander Haig. You're going to be voting for General
Haig. How about
that? Isn't
that
right?
Stupid. I would as soon vote for a bottle of whiskey as that man.
This system is tested and tried and true. We predicted the voting trends for, all kinds of things. We do polls regularly, by the way. We did a Polish poll on the Pope. Got a little confused with some of Pol Pot in Cambodia, of course. Predicted he was going to be president.
That was a little embarrassing, of course.
But look, we
it was too early and nobody was really listening.
My confidence is diminishing.
Hello, I think I'm President Gerald Ford with a truly great investment idea to help you spread the risk in the difficult period to come. Now's the time to begin collecting profiles of American presidents in butter. Not guns, but butter. Yes, collect all 38 of them. Subscribe now and start at the beginning with Pat number 1. George Butterball Washington. If you could see this profile in butter I'm holding in my hand, you would have to agree that it's just beautiful. And if you keep them cold, they'll last forever. Not like this one. Pretty good, though. Oh, how do you get them? Well, just send a postcard to the candidate of your choice with your name and address and the word butter on it. He'll know what to do. That's Gerald Ford's Presidential Profiles in Butter. It's the real thing.
It has often been said that Americans are suckers for creatures with foreign accents. With me today in the studio is a man with a particularly interesting accent, a bona fide Englishman with some views on American politics. Welcome, Sir Dingle McIntosh Foote.
Bad diet makes for bad government. If you Americans had substantial breakfasts of bacon and eggs, you wouldn't have the problems you're facing. A proper breakfast adds to one's judgments. You can't expect to start the day on cereal, shredded wheat, and muck like that. I don't care how much you jog and come to any sincere political conclusions.
The Firesign Theater's Campaign Chronicles Comedy Relief of the Month Award for last month goes to Mr. Luther Divine Knox of Baton Rouge, Louisiana, who changed his name to Mr. None of the Above in a wonderfully goofy stroke of campaign strategy to capture the votes of the disenchanted in his race for governor. Mr. Above, we salute you.
Back in 1976, 175 people were officially registered in the presidential race. From Ford, Carter, McCarthy, and Maddox, remember old Axe Handle, to splitter party candidate Eddie Collins, who ran barefoot, I assume, on the nudity plank, and Ernest Whitford, who remained firm to the end on the issue of national constipation. In the 1980s campaign, we'll be hearing from such minority aspirants to the presidency as Devere Baker.
The answer to world peace is a series of space platforms populated by international scientists who will monitor any warlike activities they see. Something coming in right now.
Fred Weiland, the third.
Multimillionaires have too much money. Cut them each down to $1 million apiece and use the rest of the money to pay off the national debt.
And of course, our in-house guest today, Ned Bent, of the Nuclear Party.
Thank you very much, gentlemen. Nice to be here today.
Austin, Fresno B., sir, it's been often said that you're a stooge of the nuclear power industry.
Uh-huh.
Is that true?
Oh, no, not at all.
You were a publicist for...
Well, everybody's got to work, but I don't feel that I have any special allegiance to it. I just believe that it is the only energy that's going to be around for 200,000 years. I mean, that's a pretty good record, and I think we should stay by it.
Could I ask one more question in my time? Is it true that you glow in the dark?
Well, it's a facetious question, so I don't think I have to answer it.
Mr. Bent, do you think there's a danger in running on a single issue?
Not the issue of nuclear energy, even though I know it's an uphill battle. We've been fighting a lot of bad press and a lot of bad statistics. I took a look at some of the statistics just this morning on nuclear energy, and they're pretty bad. But I think that the problem is clearly involved in the word nuclear itself.
Well, how's that?
If we move the letters of nuclear, the word nuclear, around, just like the little atoms themselves, you'll see that it spells the word unclear, which is what the people claim nuclear power is, unclear. And therefore, they ask the question, are you clean? It's the same letters, you see. And therefore, they say, well, nuclear power is just unreal. See, those are all the same letters. Now, those letters are hidden in that source of power. So by changing it to the word nuke, I think word nuke, I think we've got something which has a little pow to it, like these bumper stickers here, nuke the whales. That's catchy phrase.
I don't.
Put up your nukes and let's move forward.
Well, are we going to get a chance to see you publicly again, Mr. Bent?
I'll be down at the rally there. We're going to have some terrific acts. The Chinese Syndrome, a bunch of girls, the Glowworms, the Ungrateful Dead, a special group from the plant, the Hairless Wonders. They're a mixed group of guys and gals that survived an accident down there. They're terrific people, and now they've got a great career in show business. So come on down, bring the kids if you can still have them. There'll be nice hot dogs and nuke burgers and irradiated steaks. Just come on down and smoke our smoking.
His time's been up. Smoking 200,000 years.
I think about nuclear war.
Nuclear war?
Uh-huh. Gals are nothing compared to nuclear war.
What did he say?
Gals are little and tear apart, not nuclear war.
I don't get it.
Gals are warm and gals have heart. Blondes are dumb, but bombs are smart. If anything blows this gob apart, it won't be gals.
What'll it be?
It'll be